This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody. No Wayne until the second hour. You're going to get sick of me. My name is Lee Elsie. Again, filling in the first hour here on Thursdays on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And again, it's me and you for the first hour. So if you're out there wherever you may be listening this afternoon or this evening, Vegas, Minneapolis, or San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, the Cardinals on their way to the playoffs, or advancing in the playoffs anyway, my Cardinals, you can give me a call from anywhere, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and my email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. And if you want to reach out to me and get a hold of me that way, we've got a lot of folks who are doing that using the email address and sending me stuff from time to time. It's kind of neat getting a chance to have folks follow the shows that I get a chance to broadcast all around the entire country, which is a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, I'll be on for the entire 3 hours. I do have a whole bunch of guests lined up for you tomorrow night. It should be really a good 3 hours of radio, so I hope you continue to listen tomorrow night for sure on the USA Radio Network. So, you know, a couple things to start off here in the first break, and I'm sure Wayne, when he comes in, he's going to be hot and heavy on some of this stuff, but, you know, I know some news broke today about Giuliani and, you know, you want to say his henchmen. They're saying Fox News says his associates, CNN says his henchmen, but Giuliani's associates were arrested while trying to board an international flight with one-way tickets that, according to the prosecutors, this one doesn't look all that good. And I'm almost to the point now where it's almost as if Giuliani does a lot more, well, I don't want harm to the president than he does good. I know they're pals. I know he's his lawyer. It just seems like it's either foot and mouth or something else happening, and it's almost getting to the point now where, you know, is there going to come a time when Giuliani's going to have to fall on the sword, right? I mean, it's just once. It's not a scandal. Scandal's the wrong word, but it's, and I know most of this stuff is being dug up by the left, and a lot of it's kangaroo court stuff. But this today, when your two associates are getting arrested as they have the one-way ticket out of town, none of that looks good. So, again, it's another wait-and-see scenario, but it's almost as if everything that Giuliani touches ends up turning to... So, we'll watch that one closely, and that just sort of started to break a couple of hours ago. So, rather than comment when we don't have all the information, I'll wait, and I will save for that one down the road a little bit. You know, there was a couple things I wanted to get to, too, and whether or not this really is all that meaningful or not, but, you know, I put a lot of... listen, I'm a gambler by trade, right? I like to risk stuff, put stuff on the line. So it's just one of the things, like Wayne, again, I like picking games, I like doing all that stuff, just like he does. And I like paying attention to the odds, because the odds often dictate, you know, what's going on. That's what people are thinking. When people decide to put their hard-earned money down on something, then you can bet that that is actually what they're thinking. That's why polls are almost, I mean, it's nonsense. It's just hyperbole. It's out there. It's nothing. Until somebody reaches into his pocket and takes out a $20 or $50 or $100 bill and puts it down on, you know, a wager, then they really, you know, what they say, what they think, what they mean, it's really, I mean, you really take stock when they do that, willing to do that. And there are a new set of odds that have come out. If you, you know, you can bet on anything in this country. You can bet on, you know, a flip of a coin if you'd like. But the odds to win the 2020 presidential election came out today. And USBookies.com has this out. And Trump's odds actually fell, although very slightly, not a lot, but he was a 6-5 favorite, which is a huge favorite to win the election. That was as early as a week ago. Now he's a 13-10 favorite, which is still, it's almost exactly the same. It's a slight tick up as far as odds go. But Elizabeth Warren is a 9-4 choice to be the president of the United States in 2020. This is if you were to walk up to the window today and take that money out of your pocket and put it down. Biden, this is the interesting one. Biden right now is an 8-1 underdog to be the president. He was 13-2. Basically, essentially, what I'm telling you is his odds have almost doubled here in the past couple of weeks. So people are looking at him in a more accurate light now. He's a flawed candidate. He is, and this is not a knock, he's just an older-looking man. He just, I don't think he has the fastball anymore now that he's involved in this controversy with his son. You know, people are paying close attention to that. They don't like what they see, and his odds are falling fast. Andrew Yang never had a chance. He's 28-1. Buttigieg is 22-1. Mike Pence, which is strange, is 33-1, as is Kamala Harris. Nikki Haley was 100-1 a couple weeks ago. Now she's 50-1. How about that? Tulsi Gabbard, 80-1. Cory Booker, 101. Beto O'Rourke, 125-1 to be president of the United States. So that is where people are putting their money down, actual hard-earned cash, to be the president of the United States. And speaking of the candidates, so this is interesting. Everything is interesting to me. But tonight, CNN is having a town hall. And they're having a town hall focused on LGBTQ. Okay, listen. There is nothing wrong with having conversations about the LGBTQ community and what their wants are and their needs are and their fears are. That's fine, right? And this town hall is 7:30 tonight till midnight, I guess, featuring 9 Democrat presidential candidates. A couple of folks aren't going to show up. The event is going to be moderated by Dana Bash, Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, and a few others. So, you know, you're going to have this huge left spin on it. Here's what people need to realize, and I think sometimes it slips through the cracks. Here's what people need to understand. You know the number of people that actually identify as LGBTQ in the community? You have any idea? You would think, by the way, and how much we talk about it, and how everyone's talking about how important coddling in a certain way transgenders and their feelings, and one bathroom, and two bathrooms, and four bathrooms, and 9 bathrooms, and you got to have a bathroom for everybody, right? And how this is, you know, a lot of times it is the major focal point of conversation. Yes, we have to have that third bathroom for somebody. Do you realize 4.5% of the community actually identifies as LGBTQ? 4.5%. That's the latest number that I got, 4.5%. And we put all of this effort and all of this chaos into 4.5%. That's according to a 2017 Gallup poll. 4.5% of adult Americans identify as LGBTQ. So CNN is dedicating an entire night to it. You know, we have been talking about this forever and ever. And here's let me just make an announcement for everybody. Let me help everybody out. Let me speak on behalf of everyone who is not LGBTQ. Let's see if I can put this in the most sensitive way I possibly can think of. We don't care what you do behind closed doors, or at least I would say 90%+ of us don't care. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care what you're into. I don't care about any of that stuff. And I can guarantee you most of America feels exactly the same way I do. As long as you are not harming somebody else, right? As long as you are not either physically harming somebody else or emotionally scarring somebody or hurting somebody's psyche, nobody cares. this has become a dead issue. We have evolved beyond this. Sure, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, was it an issue? Yeah, sure. People had their hang-ups and hook-ups and whatever, not hook-ups, hang-ups, into this stuff, and probably hook-ups too. But, I mean, nobody cares about this. And to make a night out of it on CNN, it's typical CNN to do something like this. And I'm sure that there'll be people watching this. People are interested in the politic part of it, and people, I'm sure, are interested in to see, you know, what they're going to say about some of this stuff. But I got to say, it's really not a big issue to most of America. And that actually, I think, is also, that could be said about race as well. I know race issues are always, it's always the tip of the spear, certainly for the left. They want to poke that bear as much as possible and try to make race into an issue everywhere. And I can guarantee you that race issue is fading away. Although it's being brought back, Antifa and the rest of these crew are trying to bring it back. But you know what? I think we get better every single day at this. And I know we hit a hiccup here too, for sure, as well. I know there are some issues with race since Barack Obama became president. And it's actually carried through to Donald Trump and his presidency as well. But it's hard to say that Trump's a racist when the work scenario, when the unemployment as far as people of color and Latinos, it's as low as it's ever been. I mean, it's the guy who's out trying to help folks of color. So, I mean, these kinds of nights where they focus on this kind of thing where you're targeting just a fraction of the population, well, good luck with that, CNN. I mean, my guess is barely anybody is going to watch. There'll be a few political junkies that watch and a few folks who, you know, really into the LGBTQ scenario. But for the most part, I can't imagine most of America is paying any attention to this. All right. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered Thursdays. I get a chance to sit in the first hour. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. Tomorrow, I get the whole 3 hours with some great guests. I'll tell you about them before we wrap it up today. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual mutual funds with nosebleed level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee that just began just literally this week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again, and he's the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. And we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, this live read, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie again filling in on Thursday's first hour. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Again, the number if you want to call in, 833-927-8255. And let's go right to the phones, give him plenty of time. Out to Long Island we go with Chet, wants to talk about turkey. Chet, good evening, sir.
Yeah, Lee, I'm worried about what happened here with President Trump deciding to withdraw troops from Syria and basically leaving the Kurds there by themselves, because what I saw happening earlier in the week, and I call you on your everyday show, was that Erdogan was going to send in some airstrikes. He's done that now. Now we have the Kurds making statements that they're overwhelmed. They have to bring some people out of the jail facilities that basically prevent these ISIS criminals from getting out. There are over 15,000 ISIS murderers and rapists that are being held there by the Kurds. And right now we've abandoned them. And I'm worried that what's going to happen is they're going to get overwhelmed and we're going to see ISIS take a stronghold and take some of their areas back. And if that happens, you know, I see a lot of people from the right and the conservative base saying, oh, this is a globalist problem, we need to get out of there. Yeah, I agree, we do need to get out of there, and we need to get out of the Middle East, and we don't need such a big footprint there. But Lee, this happened too quick. This was not the right way to do it.
I don't even know what the time frame would have been to make it right, Chad. I tell you, here's a couple things that, and I think, you know, you're on to some. First of all, 15,000 ISIS members sitting in jail cells, if they're all let out, that's an army, man. That's an army.
Yep.
That's out on the street, they're ticked off, and, you know, they want to get back into the fight as soon as possible. So all the work that was achieved, all the successes that were achieved would be gone in a blink of an eye. So that's one of my biggest concerns. Plus, you know, I've been listening all day long, and I'm sure you have too, Chet, about all of the military personnel who are I'm ashamed. That's like the word that's being used, that I'm ashamed that we're doing this to those Kurds. Now, I don't know, like you probably don't know all the details and nitty-gritty details, and I listen to our boots on the ground before I listen to anybody else.
I do too, but the weird thing, because I'm always on social media, and I try to look at what some of these people in the conservative groups are saying as opposed to what the people on the left are saying. And all of a sudden, all these conservatives that support Trump are taking shots at the Kurds. When it was like 2-3 years ago, we defended these folks. And we said they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. All of a sudden, they're a bunch of communists and Bolsheviks. I don't get it. You know, it's like, listen, I support the president. I want him to win because if he wins, we win. But I got to call him out when I think something's wrong here. I think this was a big misstep, and he's the one that came out and said, we've defeated ISIS. You know, 100% of the caliphate's been taken down. Well, if these people get out and start murdering and raping and pillaging again and take some strongholds back in Syria and Iraq, then he didn't defeat ISIS. He let them come back into power. So
and not
I'm
only that,
scratching my head.
Hey, Chet, great points. I got to run because the music is playing, but thank you, pal. And, yeah, you know what? And then we're back actually farther behind than we were when we started, because let's say those 15,000 ISIS fighters are let out, right? Now we don't have Kurds as allies anymore because they figure, why would they want to go to bed with us again? Because we're just going to screw them over down the line. So you've created this really chaotic situation. I don't have an answer for this one. The Middle East, the Middle East is always I was going to say a bad word, so I'm glad I saved myself in time. It's a cluster blank. Let's put it that way. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to the bottom. If you guys want to call in, it's me and you for the next half hour. Then Wayne takes over after that. USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. The number 833 War Talk. We'll be back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a deadly shooting at a West Texas Walmart is pleading not guilty. The 21-year-old made an extremely brief appearance before an El Paso judge late Thursday afternoon, where he said he understood the charges against him. He's accused of killing 22 people inside the Walmart in early August and will be back in court in November. The head of the House Freedom Caucus is calling for the removal of Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff from the impeachment investigation against President Trump. Appearing on Fox News, Republican Congressman from Arizona Andy Biggs.
The way Mr. Schiff has conducted this, it has not gone well. I mean, we've now moved into the true star chamber type of proceedings where you're holding these hearings behind closed doors. You're not going to release the transcripts. We've asked for those, and you're going to release certain information to try to forward your narrative. That looks and smells bad to the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Gold, Ms. Yelsey, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And I got this until the top of the hour, then Wayne takes over. Tomorrow I got 3 hours with some great guests, by the way. Tomorrow I'm going to have Sebastian Gorka on, a couple folks from the Heritage Foundation. Should be a lot of fun. And we'll have a great doctor on to talk a little bit about breast cancer and things of that nature tomorrow during the time slot filling in for Wayne Allen Root. All right, so we were talking a little bit about Turkey, and I don't want to spend too much all the time on this because I'm sure Wayne wants to jump into this, but I am concerned as far as the prisoners, the ISIS prisoners. Listen, you got to remember, we spent, what, six or seven years battling these. We watched these monsters murder people on television, on the internet, for 6 or 7 years during Obama's reign. He did very little, if nothing, to wipe them out. And again, towards the end, we ramped it up a little bit. Then President Trump, when he took over, he put the hammer down, and you know, we basically did what needed to be done, and we finally were able to put these guys in their place. And again, there are a whole bunch of them in prison right now. I am definitely concerned with this whole situation as far as who gets out, when they get out, where they get out, how they get out. And Trump responded on Wednesday to bipartisan condemnation of his decision to move the U.S. troops out of northern Syria, telling reporters that Turkey and the Kurds have hated each other for hundreds of years, which he's right, and that if the ISIS prisoners that are currently being held by the U.S.-backed Kurdish forces escape, they'll be escaping to Europe. Now, that, to me, is not an answer. I don't like that answer at all. So I have to give him a thumbs down on that, because that's not enough for me, because, first of all, these monsters will absolutely 100% regroup, and we will have to be fighting them somewhere along the line. If not over there, somewhere along the line here. Okay? And it's not impossible to get here. We know that now. As we know, our southern border is as porous as it can possibly be. And I know Wayne is fighting very hard to get a wall built, and I know Trump wants a wall built. But we don't have a wall built right now. And, you know, that, by the way, has been taken out of the news pretty regularly. We don't see the number of illegals who are trying to mass exodus their countries to this country, although they're still coming. They're not in the same kinds of numbers as 5,000 a day, but we're still getting a large number of these as far as folks who are coming across the border. All right, we'll grab a couple calls. Let's go to Rick out in Las Vegas, a little bit about Turkey. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, you know, I just wanted to say that I agree with the guy, the caller before. You know, this thing is going to, the Kurd thing is going to turn out to be Trump's nightmare. Number one, I believe he's going to lose. He may win the election, but he's going to lose the Senate, and he's going to lose the House because of it. And I honestly believe that. So he's going to be a lame duck.
Would you like to have left the troops in there? We're only talking about moving around a bunch.
No, and that's the thing. But the problem with Erdogan is a killer, number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the worst thing that ever happened to Turkey. But, you know, and we're playing patsy with this guy. So, I don't know. I called the White House, the volunteer line, you know, twice, and made my feelings known. And I just can't understand that we're turning on these folks, you know, like that.
Yeah, you know,
that's all I got to say, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you calling from out in Vegas, and thanks for weighing in. You know what ends up happening? It's every single time. Every time we befriend a nation in the Middle East, we give them arms, we teach them how to use them, we get them skilled in the proficiencies of war. I mean, look at what we did to the Taliban. I mean, we did train Osama bin Laden before he turned his sights on us. Almost every time we do this, every time we arm these folks who have been fighting on these rock piles for centuries, it ends up coming back to bite us in the rear end in one way, shape, or another. We always, you know, when we jump into the Middle East, the biggest problem is because we don't know what it is that we're getting ourselves into. We never do. We never have all of the information. We never know who the players are. Or if we do, and we still go in there because we want to make sure that we're part of this the industrial complex, the war machine, then shame on us for doing that. But in this scenario with the Kurds, if you're going to lie down with these folks and try to eliminate this enemy, I think in the end you've got to come up with some kind of a plan where they're not going to get run over. Now, for me, my biggest issue is still going to be these ISIS fighters who are in prison. I do not want them getting let out of jail, and I can see that coming. And I don't want to have this fight again with them. Just remember what we watched on television. Just remember what you saw on the internet. People's heads getting chopped off. People getting drowned in cages. People getting set on fire over and over and over again. So, I don't want to go down that road again. But, and we'll see what ends up happening here. And it's another one of these stories. I'll tell you, we're in a very chaotic time. There's no question about that. And, we need some answers here somewhere along the line. Once again, our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My email address is leelcradio@gmail.com. I want to change gears just a little bit because I had this and I wanted to share it with you because I think there is, and I wanted to do it tonight, so I think there's a disconnect. The reason why we have, I think, such issues in this country politically is because we have a complete disconnect with the folks who are down in Washington who are serving and the rest of us slugs who are out here working every day, right? No matter where you're listening to us right now, again, across the country, you're probably on your way home from work or you're commuting from one place, maybe one sales stop to another if you're out there on the left coast. And you work hard and you bust your butt. And here's what I think. I think that the people in Congress are so disconnected from me and you because of the amount of money that they have and the power that they enjoy that they don't understand what it's like to go to work every day. And in front of me, I have the top, I'm not going to read all 25, but the top 10 most, well, richest, well, let's get a call. We'll get a call before we get to this. We'll go to, we've got a bunch of calls coming in. Let's go to Russ in Connecticut. Russ, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
I don't know, Lee. I don't know. I'm a disabled vet and everything. And if they're so worried about them prisoners getting loose, I mean, they're all rapists and killers and everything else. Maybe they'll just be executed.
How about we drop one of those MOAD bombs on them?
Well, you know what?
I'm not being sarcastic. By the way, thank you for your service. I'm not being sarcastic about that. I think we treat these people way too well.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to get out and start killing and raping again. Why let them do that? Just take care of them.
Yeah, drop one of those mother of all bombs that we watched on TV about a year or so ago. Drop one of them, a couple of them over there. I never thought that. Here's my biggest issue, and listen, you're a veteran. You tell me. Here's my biggest issue. Whenever we get into these conflicts, men like you and women like you had to fight, and you had to have one hand tied behind your back when you fought. That is completely unacceptable to me. If you're going to go to war, Russ, go to war, right?
Yeah, exactly. That was definitely a big farce when Obama was in there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna send our men and women into fight into harm's way, don't put them in shackles. Take the shackles off and let them use the equipment that got them there. Let them use their expertise. You guys are killing machines. Go to work.
Yeah, and there's definitely shackles, big time.
Okay.
Well, Russ, listen, you don't even know.
I totally believe it. I've heard stories, my friend. I've heard stories. Well, listen, Russ, I appreciate your call, man. Thank you again so much for your service. I can't thank the veterans enough out there. Let's go out to Nevada where Farrell says, so Farrell, you know what Trump knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah, I was just wanting to say that Mr. Trump, our president, our intelligence community is smart. They know a lot more than we do. We listen to the radio.
I agree.
They're going to take time for our soldiers to come home. And if they mess up, we got high tech quick, real quick. So God bless President Trump. He's double fake. He's got all the gear and smart people around him. So I'm for Mr. Trump, and I think it's time for them to come home. We're going to help them fight for themselves. I don't know where he's
I'm again. That's a bad phone connection. I get your drift, though. Listen, I'm not saying This is like one of these tightropes. I don't know what the answer is. Rick, I don't want our men and women fighting in that sandpit. I'm with you, Farrell. I am. I don't want them fighting for that, and certainly for that cause. But, you know, we laid down with these dogs, right? And because of that, we got fleas. And either, you know, we're going to stand by folks or we're not. And if we're not, okay, well, that's the decision that's been made. And there's going to be fallout from that. And if you ask me right now, do I want our boys and girls home from these godforsaken places and out of harm's way and not coming home in a box? Absolutely. Do I want them home from Afghanistan? Absolutely. What I would do if I were in charge, I would sit down. Like, I know Trump talked about sitting down with the Taliban leaders and it didn't work out. I would figure out a way so I got them the message. Here's the deal. I'm pulling my troops out of there and we're going to watch you from the sky. And if you guys start to collaborate and begin to move forward with these either terror camps or whatever it is that you're planning on doing, I'll just blast you to oblivion from the sky, from 30,000 feet, period. End of story. We do this with kid gloves on, and we need to take it up a notch when we do this kind of stuff. Anyway, all right, listen, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. You want to call in 833-927-8255. I love hearing from you guys. I got one more segment, then Wayne takes over. You want to call in, I'm here. Don't move. We'll be back.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Price is up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move, so free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full-day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona. To create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
All right, it's Lee Elsie, and I am in for Wayne Allyn Root till the top of the hour, and then he takes over and does his thing for the next couple hours, including his fantastic hour on Newsmax, which is always a blast and a lot of fun. So, all right, here's the deal. So, I got to distance myself from Turkey and politics for a couple seconds and just kind of randomly bounce around the universe here with you for just a couple seconds. So, those of you who play video games, raise your hand. Okay, so I see you, okay, so there's a bunch of you out there. So on Thursday, how about this? This Canadian law firm, people will sue somebody else over anything. And that's half of the reason why we're in such, I think, just awful shape in the judicial system. But this Canadian law firm noticed that people were becoming addicted, and I'm saying that in quotes, to Fortnite. Now, I don't know if you've ever played Fortnite, but it's just like this game where it's a first-person shooter-up game where you drop in from some, like, big parachute into this island and last one left wins. Okay, fine. But apparently, a couple of parents in Quebec have decided to sue Epic Games, which they're the ones that that own the rights to Fortnite, but which, by the way, Fortnite's worth billions of dollars. Like, there are so many people playing for it. In fact, they had this tournament a couple months ago where the winner won $3 million. Yeah, $3 million. Like a 16-year-old kid. He might have been younger than that, as a matter of fact. $3 million bucks. Anyway, this is the kind of thing that aggravates me because where's the personal responsibility? Now, again, you know people are going to jump on this because they see dollar signs. But if your son or daughter is addicted to Fortnite, let me explain something to you. You know whose fault that is? Well, it's your son or daughter's, and it's yours. If they're addicted to Fortnite, it's your fault. You are the parent. Tell them, don't ask them, tell them, get off the game and go outside, ride a bike, throw a ball around, you know, go try to kiss a girl if you're a teenager, whatever. Just get off the machine and go do something. Listen, the video games are fine and they're fun, and I've played them. I certainly have played them a lot more when I was younger, and I had a blast. And I'm not going to say that they're a terrible bad thing, but if you're playing, you know, Fortnite for 9 hours a day, you're probably a little bit obsessed with it. And maybe you are addicted, but it's not the game's fault. It's your fault. You're weak. You're very weak. All right. So, a guy got hit by lightning. I bring this up because I have this weird dream all the time. I have a couple of recurring dreams, and this is one of them, where I get hit by lightning. And I feel like this, it's inevitable. And have I talked about this? I feel like I've talked about this before. But those of you who have ever been around a lightning strike. Now, I've played baseball my whole life. Been outside a lot, and I've been around when I was playing in an all-star game one time, and the light pole got struck by lightning, and it blew up, boom. So we had to cancel the game midway through because the whole lighting system went south. But the hair on the back of your neck stands up, and it's really a surreal kind of feeling before the lightning actually strikes. But I guess some guy got struck by lightning, and he went right to the ground, and a bunch of people came over and helped him save his life. But I had this weird dream where I get struck by lightning, and I survive. Of course I'm going to survive. It's my dream. But it's kind of a scary scenario, isn't it? A couple helpful hints before we wrap it up here, because I feel like I'm here to help you out. Those of you who are afraid of burglars breaking in, do not leave the key under the mat. Do not leave the key under a rock. They will find it. Do not leave your blinds open. They will look inside. Do not buy something expensive and have the box outside of your house, right? So that some, you know, schmuck comes walking by and says, "Hey, look. Look, Chris got a 72-inch television. Let's go take it when he goes to work." All right, I'm done. Listen, you guys have a wonderful night. Wayne's going to rock and roll. Chris, great job. I'll be back here tomorrow for the full 3 hours. I can't wait with some great guests tomorrow for sure. Enjoy your Thursday. Yeah, what do you got? A bunch of baseball on tonight. Patriots and the Giants. That's going to be a game. The Patriots win by like 60. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good.